The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day, everyone. Happy to be here. And this being the end of our second year of doing these YouTube sittings and teachings together. Thank you for these 2 years. I appreciate it very much. And I'll say a little bit more about that later. For now, I would like to, for this meditation, imagine that you're a passenger in a car, and the driver, you notice after a while, that when the driver gets excited about the conversation you're having, the driver pushes more on the gas pedal and you go fast. Maybe someone's faster, more, maybe faster even than you're comfortable. But when the conversation's not going in a good way and the driver feels challenged and or feels discouraged about something or feels overwhelmed or feels like, you know, this is, you know, maybe getting bad news or something, that the driver pulls the pedal off the gas a little bit, foot off the gas pedal a bit, and the car slows down, and maybe slower than you're comfortable on the freeway. And you see that in your trip, constantly, it's depending on the mood, the attitude, the beliefs, the how the driver is reacting to the conversation, the pedal goes up and down, and this car goes slower or faster. So we're this way as well, that there are forces within us that get us to put the gas pedal on our energy, and that we suddenly we're energized and excited, and there's lots of energy. And other times when things happen to us, that we remove the energy. We don't apply or give energy to our life. And we go slower. The energy sinks. There's a sinking feeling. The classic language of this is sinking mind and excited mind. And so in meditation, it's possible to be aware of this movement from the mind being somehow not having a vital, alive energy that keeps it kind of going in a nice way. The mind feels drained or subdued or numb or sluggish or closed down. Or the mind gets hyper aroused and gets maybe from fear and anxiety, regrets, maybe some kind of restlessness that goes on, agitation. And so we can watch this in meditation. We could be the passenger in our own car. And mindfulness allows us, it gives us a chance to see this, what's happening, and to become sensitive to that movement of energy, that from a kind of balanced energy to over-energized and under-energized. And sometimes it can be dramatic. Some thought or feeling arises, something that goes on, memory arises, and it can go one way or the other quite strongly. I've had anger arise in meditation, and boy, suddenly I was like on fire with energy, just thinking about something that happened long ago. And so it can be quite subtle as well, little movements. It could be that the mind wanders off a little bit too much for your liking. And so there's a little bit of discouragement. I can't do this. This is too hard. And with that attitude, you can feel the sinking of energy and a little bit more, less energy available to engage. And so as we practice, we want to. It's nice to become sensitive to the swings of the energy that go on. And maybe there's always a little bit of swings, and a little bit we can adjust for it. And simply being mindful of it is already an adjustment. So in this meditation, perhaps you can do this. So taking an alert posture, sitting upright, metaphorically or literally, and maybe lower your gaze to about 45 degrees to the floor, and let your eyes become relaxed. Let your eyes become soft without looking at anything in particular. And then, if it's comfortable, gently close your eyes. And become aware of your energy level. Become aware of how you're feeling, how much vitality there is. Does it feel like over-energized, under-energized, just right? And whatever way it is for these moments, it's okay. Let yourself be the way you are. Just recognize it. And then gently take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Maybe deep breaths and almost like the expanding of the body expands into your energy level. You feel into the energized body. And as you exhale, you relax the body. Letting your breathing return to normal and continue relaxing the body. There is a way of relaxing the body that simultaneously gives a kind of good energy to the mind, an energy which I associate with clarity. Relaxation that brings clarity. Relaxing the face. Relaxing the shoulders. And softening the belly. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And notice now, how is your energy level, your vitality, or the ability to engage here and now? And is there some quality or some way you are about sitting here to meditate that limits the energy that's available? An attitude that this is work and you don't like to work. An attitude that it's difficult. The idea that life has been hard and you're overwhelmed coming here. So there's kind of a giving up or letting go or unwillingness. It could be very subtle. Or is it more the other side? Excited, restless, over-eager. racing ahead. Energy of wanting or energy of aversion that keeps us charged up. And if you're under-energized, can you bring in some more energy to the practice that helps bring clarity to the present moment, clarity of seeing? And if you're over-energized, can you soften, relax? And when it feels just right or close enough to right, allow yourself to then just be with the meditation. Be with the coming and going of the breath. What's happening now with your energy? And coming near the end of this meditation, what is your energy like now? The energy of your engaging in mindfulness. What, if any, forces within you that tend to be deflating of your energy? And what forces within you brings too much energy? And to simply see it, know it, without needing to judge it or react to it, just for a moment here, just see it clearly. And then this ability to see clearly what is not a small thing. It's one of the great gifts that we can give the world. So we see without the filter of our attitudes, beliefs, without our reactions to what's happening. So we learn to have this clarity of seeing of ourselves. And then we learn to do it with others, to the world. And may it be that our ability to see clearly allows us also to see kindly, to see generously, to see with care and compassion, being attuned to what brings welfare and happiness. And may it be that this practice that we do, it's always encouraging us to apply it to this world. So some way or other, we're making a better world for all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. And in particular, may we spread this kindness and care and wish to all the people suffering in the Ukraine. Certainly the Ukrainians. But I imagine it's, for me, it's heartbreaking what this situation must be like for many of the Russians and soldiers. May they be safe and go home. May they be happy. May they be free. And find some way to not participate in this violence that they've been sent to. May all beings live together in friendship. Thank you.